That is.
I'm Charles Holmes, The Ringer Music Show.
And I'm Cole Kushner from Dissect. And Charles and I are teaming up to create Last Song Standing, a new show where we determine an artist's single best song by debating our way through their entire catalog.
And for our first season, we're covering Kendrick Lamar. We're talking Good Kid, To Pimp a Butterfly, Damn, Mr. Morale, the mixtapes, the Lucys, and the features.
Listen to Last Song Standing on the Dissect podcast feed, only on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Go beyond reality with new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea and discover a berry delicious world bursting with unexpected blackberry flavor. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. But there's always time to linger. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
Welcome back, everybody, to another installment of Surviving the Challenge. USA on CBS. That's the rest of the title. We don't usually include it in there. And I am Tyson Apostle, one of the contestants on the show, as well as someone here who is helping Amelia Wedemeyer break it all down on The Ringer. And today, episode 6. Amelia.
It was a fun episode. I really liked it. You had a lot of screen time. It was kind of scary, touch and go there for a few moments. But
I wasn't scared.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about your feelings. I know you don't really like it, but I enjoy the drama. You know, just as a third party perspective, you know, I like it. You know, I don't personally like to be involved in drama like you, but will I watch it? Yes. Yes,
yeah,
I will.
And that's kind of where I am too. So sometimes it's a little uncomfortable to watch. Some drama is, but I definitely don't like being in it. But I'm not going to let... I knew the drama was coming. I'm not going to let that stop me from playing the game how I wanted to play it. So it was just a consequence of, you know, playing the game.
Exactly. And I love that right in the beginning, in the intro, we get Leo. And he's like, Tyson and Angela are snakes. So we've set the scene. And then we get to the algorithm bot. And you are paired with Kira. And she mentions about how she's wanted to pair with you for a while, but maybe not this week because of the whole what happened, which if you are just tuning in now, go back and rewatch. But Tyson put in Sarah and she's back with a vengeance. So,
but also... she's never won an individual immunity challenge on Survivor in 3 seasons.
That's a great point.
So like how much power does she wield? Plus when you throw a fit, a lot of people get turned off by that. And it was my hope that Ben and Sarah would throw fits as they got back to the house. They did it enough that I felt pretty confident that most people would side with me.
Right, exactly. Because that's another through line of this episode is we get more... kind of anger there. We get a lot more confessionals where there we witness the anger.
Also, I'd like to just say you're welcome to Sarah and Ben for finally getting them some screen time on the season.
That's a great point. Yeah, exactly. They could have ended up like David in the first, you know, 4 episodes. So,
yeah, I mean, they did essentially.
That's true. That's a good point.
But now I'm bringing them out.
I know. And it's exciting. They get their little one-on-one interviews. That's what you want. And they got them. So, yeah, that's right. You are welcome, Ben and Sarah.
Yeah, you are.
So, and then they're paired together for the algorithm bot, whoever is doing this, you know, the scientists. They're like, It's going to be Ben and Sarah week.
Would have been beautiful. If I would have won, thrown them right back in.
That'd be really funny.
Although at this point, we kind of had some conversations. Sarah came to me and was like, what happened? And she was like, I wanted to trust you, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, well, I mean, you keep telling me I'm your number one, but I know I'm not your number one because Ben's got to be your number one. So I've already caught you in a lie.
Oh, wow.
And then Ben was like, what's going on? And I was like, well, Sarah was telling me that I'm her number one, but she's known you and has like a real friendship with you. And you guys like talk outside the game every day. So I have to assume that she's either betraying you, which is weird, or she's totally lying to me. And so then they had to patch things up amongst themselves at that point.
Well, that's okay. That's so interesting. So she literally went to you and was like, you're my number one.
All the time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh my God. And so she didn't think that like you would already, I mean, like you said, like her BFF Ben is out here. Like, why wouldn't, this doesn't make any sense. Okay. Well, to each their own gameplay, I guess.
It didn't make sense to me either. So that's why I was like, something's going on with these two. And, I don't want to be a part of it.
Sure. No, I definitely get that now after seeing their reaction. So, you know, Ben also is like really offended by this. And he is like, what if she hadn't come back? Am I supposed to be your number one now? I'm
just like, no, you're supposed to be the next guy gone after, Ben. Yeah. Like, come on, do the math, bro.
Exactly.
No, we're done.
We're done. This
the
is
shot
not
across
happening.
The bow saying, I do not want to work with you.
Never again. You're not my number one or my two or three or four or five. Bye. So later on in the challenge compound, you know, again, we see this whole like anger. And then like there's a moment where Ben doesn't want to talk to you or something.
A long time. Yeah. Oh, I got the silent treatment for like a day and a half, 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So
like, see, like I could feel the rage from his eyeballs trying to burn a hole in my skull, but it was just barely warm, but I could feel it a little bit. Yeah. And like for definitely more than one day, more than one 24 hour stretch was like that. Dom actually got into it really hard with Ben and had to move beds because he didn't feel comfortable bunking next to Ben.
Because he was so angry?
They were both angry at each other, but
oh,
I think Ben's,
gosh.
Yeah, Ben got in Dom's face. I don't know why they didn't show that.
Whoa, about just like...
just about the whole thing going down.
Oh
and
my gosh,
Ben
wow.
kind of thought that, yeah, I don't know because I wasn't in that room at the time. All I know is that Dom was like, no disrespect to anybody. I got to move to the other side of the room.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Just, I'm a little fearful for my life. So then we get... I guess, so you said that Sarah did approach you and you guys talked it out.
We had a heart to heart. We had a heart.
Okay,
like,
that's
we
nice.
Had a heart to heart. Yeah. Like, we were like, hey, things kind of went down shady on Winners at War. Wasn't really on the up and up. And I kind of didn't trust you after that. And this was that and this. And we both kind of like, okay, cool. We can try to work together in the future, whatever. And then, probably like a day after that, Ben came to me with that same, with that similar conversation.
Oh, so he had talked to Sarah and she said, you should probably go. And
I don't think he talked to shit Sarah.
Okay.
He just like took a little longer to simmer down. And so he came and I was like, you guys can talk to me whenever you want to talk to me. If you want to have a conversation, let's have a conversation. And Ben was like, oh, we're going to have a conversation. All right. And I was like, not right now.
That's
though.
Good.
You sound upset.
You're grumbling more than usual. Yeah. So, and then we see Cachet, and she's talking to Sarah and she gets very emotional because
and then she blames it all on me.
I know. She says that you told her that Sarah gets close to people and then takes them out.
Which is true.
Right. Right.
That's like her number one thing is like to pick at your most vulnerable moment in life and have like 7 hour long conversations about that and then betray you, which it never worked for me, but I have seen it many times, hugging and crying and all of it. And, Yeah. So I'm not telling a lie there. But Cachet then is like, it was all Tyson's idea. I was like, was you wanted Leo gone. You didn't want to partner with Leo. What is going on here? You came to me and yeah. So I was like, whatever, dude.
It's like, sure. Okay.
I mean, the thing is like these new players like this, like Cachet's never experienced a game like this.
Right. Right.
It's so transparent. Everything's so transparent with them. They're like, we're playing. We're so sneaky. We are playing. Nobody notices us. And we're like, we do, but you're not threats.
You're just some random people who are on Love Island. Yeah.
We like you. You're fine in the house. You're totally non-threatening. And we see everything and hear everything you're doing and saying, because everybody comes back immediately with all the information. And it's like, these Love Island girls are so cute. They came up to me and said, like, probably within 10 minutes of that conversation, Sarah came up to me and was like, Cachet said that you said that I get close to people. And
oh, my God.
Like, it was so fast.
Oh, damn. I wish they would have shown us that. That's kind of funny.
I don't really like to tell stories on this show. It's more about quips, drama, challenge.
That's true. That's
quips,
true.
Drama, challenge. Quips, drama, challenge. And that's quips. The cycle.
Drama,
yeah,
drama.
Quips, drama, yeah, challenge.
Exactly.
So we'll have to tell the story here from my perspective, because that's the only one I have.
Exactly. And I love it. And again, well, you know, we get a large focus on you this episode, so this is great. Was the consensus of the house that, like, they're shocked that these guys are back, that Sarah and Leo are back? Or was it?
No, like, I think it was kind of like, whatever, like, you're looking at both teams and you're like, it could go either way. I don't think everybody was shocked. Most people that don't appreciate tension were probably hoping for them to exit, which is most everybody except for the access of anger, Leo, oh, Kayla, Ben and Sarah. They're like, we're the good guys. I was like, okay.
I know. Oh my God. I mean, Leo's performance this episode was very camp. It was really funny.
Yeah, bless his heart.
Then we see, I guess, was it suddenly like a free-for-all, like no more show loyalty after, you know, everything that happened? Or were people...
No, people were still trying to hold it together. They thought that it was just existing beef with me, Sarah, and Ben. And at my perspective was, I'm just protecting people with money. That's my number ones. And nobody without money knows that. And that's why David didn't do the big move against Tyson, because when I had a conversation, I put in the work that I said I was going to put in. And I said, yo, Desi and David, people with money are protecting people with money. If you go against that, then people with money are going to come for you.
Right. Good luck. Yeah, exactly.
And Desi even said it in a confessional at some point. She said, I don't want to set the precedent of putting people with money in right now, which is a line she got from me.
Oh, once again, your fingerprints are all over.
All over it.
I love it.
This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Go beyond reality with new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea and discover a berry delicious world bursting with unexpected blackberry flavor. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. But there's always time to linger. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So then we move on to the main challenge. It's called containment because we see four containers above the water and you have to jump in. You have to swim to a ladder attached to the container. You have to like climb up it. You will see four different kinds of symbols on and inside the container and you have to count them. Then after that, you have to swing to a platform where there's like a little team color-coded key that you have to retrieve. And then you get a value card and then you have to, well, then you like swing back and you swim back through the water and then you go to another place and there are like these value cards where you have to add up the four numbers related to the symbols that you saw on the containers and put in a final code. So, and if the math is correct, there'll be like a little mini fire display. That's like I was thinking hard when I, you know, watched this first explanation from TJ.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good challenge. Like, you know, sometimes the challenges can be a little janky. This is one of those ones where I was like, it's pretty cool. Like you jump in off this nicely built platform and run through those suspended containment or containers and there's symbols all over. So you had to collect, there were like four different symbols.
Right.
And you had to memorize how many there were of each symbol. And then you had to have your partner memorize how many there were of each symbol, put those together, and then come up with the numbers of all four of those, and then do a mathematical equation based on those.
Oh my God. Well, so, right. So that's what we see. And we see everyone go through really quick. We also hear from your partner, Kira, say that she started puking her brains out last night.
I wish I could have been there for that. I like to be in the frame when somebody's puking their brains out. If I would have known, I could have been standing in the background or hand on the shoulder in support or whatever.
Oh, that's a good move. Yeah. So did she, it almost seemed like she didn't tell you that she was sick.
She told me she was sick and she told me she was thrown up. And I was just like, I got her some electrolytes and I was like, just do your best. Let's figure it out. You just got to push through it, rest. And, you know, and I was kind of like, I think we can still win because, you know, I've been sick before and been able to still win stuff. So I was like, we should be fine. And I guess either she was feeling worse than she let on or it affected her more or whatever. And so she did go up that ladder twice, though.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, she went up twice. I don't know if they showed her going up twice. But
I don't think so. I think they made it seem like it was only
I think she fell twice, maybe.
Did she fall twice?
Maybe.
Or was it, I feel like that one of them might have been like the commercial break, you know, where you're
Could have been.
So she did fall.
She went up twice because she was like, should I go up? I was like, if you can go up, you got to go up. And she went up again. And then she fell again. She's like, should I go up again? I was like, if you can, you should. And she's like, I can't. And I was like, if you say you can't, I'm not going to tell you you can. So at that point, I just was like, yeah, you know, go into elimination. But I don't feel too bad about the, I don't feel too bad about the team eliminations. I feel like I'm mostly the favorite there. And so I wasn't too concerned. Also, they never tell you what the tiebreakers are.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
So the tiebreaker there was whoever doesn't make it, whoever makes it the furthest along the way. But sometimes it's like who gets to the container first or who gets, you know, like you never know. And then they're just like, everybody's like on edge, like, oh crap, who's it going to be? And then it's like, it's who had the longest hair. And you're like, what? Oh, well, okay, cool. I have pretty long hair.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah, because Enzo and Justine also get tied up, if you will. Enzo, he doesn't even attempt the rope swing, which that's too bad. I felt bad for him.
Yeah, he was very, very sad looking forward, looking in the future to this moment where he realized everyone was going to see him on TV not doing something that's not that hard.
Yeah, that's too bad. He was pretty psyched out. So
he faked like he was going to do it a couple times, but he couldn't fully commit. And we were all like, oh, the fact that Leo did it though, I was impressed that Leo did it because Leo is as terrified of water as Enzo is.
Right. Well, and they framed it like, did you notice they had inspirational music used for his run? It was like we were watching one of those movies where like the quarterback gets a pass from God and you're just like, hell yeah. So that one, that was funny to watch. I don't know.
Big pump up.
Exactly. So anyway, did you when you, I guess, so you and Kira ran first before Enzo and Justine?
I mean, that order is all mixed up and jumbled.
Yeah, sure.
So I don't know. I don't fully remember. I feel like they went before us.
Oh, okay.
In real life. I think saw that. And then, because at that point, also, I wasn't as concerned because I feel like I was like, well, we made it further than Enzo.
Right.
Because we both got on the swing at least.
Right, exactly. You pushed off from the platform.
Yeah. So, and that was it. Like, I was like, in those moments when you're like maybe going to be last place, you just have to like come to terms with like, I might be going in elimination.
Right. Like, you got to rip off the Band-Aid.
Yeah, there's no use in doing anything other than just like prepping to like probably be you. So in those moments, you're like, okay, it's maybe me, but like if it's me, then it's me, and then I'll figure it out from there. So relief that it wasn't. And then I had to go to Kira and be like, Kira, in the house, stop complaining about how sick you're feeling. Tell everybody you're feeling great now.
Right. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Because we also get Derek from Big Brother and Shannon from Love Island. And I guess she injured herself. She injured her leg or something.
Yeah. So she like strained. You saw that a lot of people had a hard time climbing off the containment unit. Like,
yes. Oh, my God. They were falling from the top of the container to like the little nets below.
Sarah did that. Ben did that.
He did like a
somersault. Yeah, he actually, I think, hurt his hip there because he was limping around pretty good for a couple of days because he hit like the actual container on he came down as he came, not just the net. And then Shannon, it looked like she got her foot stuck in the net and then her body fell away that it shouldn't have fallen for her hamstring. So, yeah. Oh, for future challenge contestants, do not announce your injuries as they're happening. Try to hide them if you can.
That's so...
If you want to continue.
Right, if you want to continue. But I feel... Yeah, no, that's a really good point. But I feel like I'd be the one person who'd accidentally be like, oh my God, my hip hurt. Damn it, you know?
Yeah,
like, just,
you want
like
to.
One mistake, yeah.
You want to for a couple reasons. For that, because that's like in the moment, but also you want to be like, the reason I sucked so bad at that thing is because I totally hurt myself. Like, there's so many reasons for, you know, you want to give excuses. If you don't have a partner to blame, like Sarah tends to do weekly, then you can, then you got to come up with something else.
And they come up with, they're lying on like some little day beds and they're like, we're going to put on our like activewear and pretend like we were going to go work out and like do some pretend stretches and stuff. And I was like, nice. Good one. That's, you know, trying to compensate. And I appreciate that. That was fun for me to watch. And then we get Desi and David. They win. You know, David is so excited. He's finally getting his time in the spotlight because I think he mentioned he was eliminated first on his season of Big Brother.
His first season of Big Brother, he was eliminated first. And then I think he was on an all-star season with Enzo, maybe they were both on it together. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And he's really excited. He's like kind of skipping and stuff. And then we get Ben saying, thank God no one from Tyson's side won. And are you thinking with Desi from Survivor in there and, you know, I'm another Big Brother guy where you're like, well, I have a Survivor person and they're not going to put me in.
Desi, I was like, didn't really have that many deep conversations with her. She's like, so like laid back and wants to be out of it completely all the time. So
she did mention that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So she does not want to be like in the conversations. And so
I love that. That's funny.
Yeah. She's just like, I'm going to go to bed. you guys really talk funny. Amongst yourselves. I'm going to sleep. And, I totally respect that. And David wants to make big, flashy, like he wants to make fireworks. He wants to go against the best. He wants to prove himself constantly. And so I was like, David's a wild card and I could totally see him trying to take a swipe at me. When I told him that money was protecting money and he was part of it, you could see he was kind of like, well, my hands are pretty much tied at this point. Because you did, like I kind of handcuffed people with that maneuver.
Good. Honestly,
And hey. Desi was like, yeah, I agree with that. That's great. And David was like, oh, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. And then he was on board, but it took him a second. And it probably took Desi like being like, you got to do this. Because if Tyson's telling the truth, it's going to be a problem for us.
Right, exactly. But you're right. It was funny to watch him just get like, he's like, I'm ready to be chaotic, you know? And I want to, it was first, it was the treadmill dumbbell, and now it's throwing whoever he wants into elimination.
Yeah.
Which is kind of scary.
To prove himself.
To prove himself. Yeah. So I do kind of like that chaotic element that we've got going on, but I find it very funny that all you have to do is like mention this, you know, people with money thing, and they're like, no, never mind. Never
yeah.
mind.
Yeah.
So I'm glad. So then we have the pre-elimination talk, and David and Desi talk to Justine and Enzo, and Desi mentions throwing in Shannon and Derek. Like we said, David says, or Tyson and Kylan. And yeah. Kira's still sick. What did she have?
They think like some type of food poisoning maybe or something.
That's
too
bad.
The house wasn't clean.
Oh.
The food, we didn't see where it came from.
Got it.
And so, I mean, the house wasn't clean because there's so many people living in a house and left.
You
know,
yeah.
It's not like, oh, production didn't keep the environment clean. It's like people weren't doing the dishes. People
right.
were leaving stuff
leaving
out. People,
trash.
Yeah. It was probably a combination. I don't want to take the full blame as the cast because, you know.
Because you don't have to.
Yeah, because I don't have to. So, yeah, so there was a combination. I'm honestly surprised more people didn't get some type of food poisoning. But that's, it could have been anything. But I think it lasted like 2 days. A day of throwing up and a day or two of like just being drained.
That sounds like really fun. I'm so happy for her. Well, at least, you know, she got that out of the way, I guess. And then Sarah mentions your name again. And then Kayla kind of talks to her about it. And they mention the whole, you know, Kira, like you're saying, is weakened. Like, now is the time to pounce. So, like, the editing made it seem as if, okay, so that's going to happen. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so insane. And I'm into it. Like, let's do it. I want to see Tyson win
an
elimination challenge. Yeah.
Can you imagine, though? Because I would have beat Enzo and Justine single-handedly while Kira kind of, like, was feeling too weak to do anything.
Played on the side, yeah.
And then I would have had like, because Justine already had a bunch of money, so I would have had like $5,000 in my account. So then and four of my closest friends could have run the final.
One other person. I love that. Yeah. I also love your quote at the end when you tell us you'd rather take out the two people who put you in than win the show altogether. I thought that was great. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You also kind of, people were afraid of that because I did actually advertise that to people multiple times where I said, if somebody takes a shot at me and I come back in, my only goal, you better believe, is that I'm taking you out. Like, I will come back time and time and time again until you are gone. Or until I die trying, and that's just the way it's going to be. And it definitely helps. It's like one of those, like I watched a little bit of the challenge before, and there was one moment I don't remember specifically, but everybody was like praising CT for being so great. And he's like, I never like almost ever do any of these things because I always just puff my chest up and tell everybody, hey, you know, pretend like I'm so great and strong and scary. And so I was like, these are the moments that you have to take advantage of in the challenge, especially where the elimination is such that you can come back in and then you can have full power with the algorithm, you know, kind of spinning stuff on its head every week.
That's a great point. I like that. I mean, I'd be too scared and intimidated to do that. But I think if you hold a lot of power like you do in this current game or CT does in a lot of the challenges, like, why not? Let's mess with their heads, you know? Also, I do want to ask, I saw that there was a pic of you and Derek from the challenge on Instagram. I thought that was really sweet.
Yes.
I love that.
Great guy. I met him. He drove to Pittsburgh from his house to meet up. We played some pickleball, went to lunch. And we did have a conversation about, because he's, I like am playing this game the only way I know how to play TV show games. And he's like, it's interesting watching you guys play, because you guys, when you play a game, you play it once. And if you play it again, it's going to be years down the road. Things might be different, but you're not staring the person you betrayed in the face 6 months from now, hoping that they'll work with you. He's like, where the challenge, that's what you have to do. He's like, so you can't fully, like, you can't fully backstab and blindside somebody without that coming back to haunt you in future seasons.
That's so true. That's so true. And half the time these people are hooking up too. So it's like, you've got that in there as well. And it's just like, oh my God, it's a mess. It's a mess. I do also, I remember when you're talking about how you hired that Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy with the pole thing. And like, Derek is known for his pole battles. And I'm just like, love that. Wish you guys could do poles against each other. That'd be fun to watch.
He'd probably beat me. But well, then can we run 10 miles or swim a mile or
there you go.
Or even lift tires over and over and over again?
Exactly, which is what the second challenge is, the elimination challenge. It's called, I mean, I guess it's called Spelling Eve, even though it's like there were tires, but...
I honestly, watching this episode, I was like, there's no way they're putting the Spelling Eve in there. And then they did.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. My God. That's...
Did you enjoy the Spelling Eve? Was that like
not
the highlight
really.
Of the episode for you?
No, I'm going to say no. I was like, I don't understand the point. You just do it so you can find out who has more tires and who has like five less, which I mean, like I get, I understand, but it's like, okay, like great. And you have to spell it backwards. Okay. I just kind of wanted to see them sweat over tires, you know?
Which they did. They definitely did.
They did.
They had
did,
some
yeah.
like some... what would you call it? Like, remember when you used to go to the movies as a kid and they had a little movie in front of the movie?
Oh my God. Yes. And they do it in Pixar movies all the time.
Yes.
Where it's like, which they're very nice, but sometimes it's just like, I just want to see the movie.
Correct. That's what this was.
Okay. Got it. That, well, that's, I like that metaphor. Yeah, because that's what happens. So Desi and David decide to put in Derek and Shannon. And, which, I mean, I guess I should have seen this coming, but I was like, whoa, you know.
It made sense because Shannon was injured and nobody wanted to be paired with Shannon if she was going to be injured. And it's like, it's the same with Survivor. If somebody gets injured on your tribe, it's like, do you take the risk that they're going to heal up and be okay in a little bit? Or do you get rid of them before they become a liability?
That's so, that, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's hard. Then that's so hard. I feel, because now I'm thinking about Token Sheens when that Jerry guy,
yeah.
I really liked him. That
yeah,
was sad.
He has to go home, yeah. And also James on Heroes versus Villains tore his ACL
yes.
and they kept him around a couple of votes and then got
that
rid of
him. That was wild.
Yeah. And they should have, I'm sure, in those moments where they were getting rid of him, they were like, we should have gotten rid of him 2 times ago instead of like keeping him here hoping he was going to like get a little bit better.
Right. All he did was eat bananas.
Yeah. And then I also hurt my shoulder on Blood versus Water.
Yes.
But I participated in the challenges and still excelled at the challenges. With one arm, I was winning swimming challenge. I mean, essentially what I did last week, but it was because my shoulder was hurting.
I know. And I do like how you kind of took advantage of that too. And I'm going to be like, you guys can go. I'm going to rest the shoulder.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
that
I did
was
that
good.
A lot.
Yeah. Smart. So then after we know it's Derek and Shannon, TJ's like, okay, there are two platforms with 120 tires each. You each have 60 tires and you have to take all the tires and stack them one tire at a time. And then right as, you know, everyone's lining up ready to run, TJ's like, wait a second, just kidding. We have a first phase and that's the Spelling Eve, which is literally to spell a couple words backwards. And if you get it wrong, then TJ will take 5 tires off of the opponent's stack and put it on yours. Which again, it really was. I was like, what is going, is this going to factor in again? And then it didn't. So I was like, okay, sure. And then I think Justine gets a word wrong. And then both Derek and Shannon ended up getting their words correct. So they get the 5 tires off of them and
correct.
Justine and Enzo are unfortunately given 5. I also really enjoyed when Enzo spelled Dredge backwards and they cut to Cachet and she was like, oh my gosh, yay! It was really, that made me laugh.
She was really excited about
that. She was really excited for Enzo. Yeah. Spelling Dredge backwards. So yeah. I thought that was fun. Okay. So then we watched them go back and forth. Like you've said, in the past, you like how these challenges can be longer because then it's like you're seeing an actual show. Right. Yeah. Was this one long? Because it looked like it would have been.
Yeah,
long.
It was good. This was a good challenge. I think it was brutal. There was strength involved. Running in the sand is no joke. And lifting tires in general, you know, it was a bummer that Shannon was so short because they wouldn't allow Derek to lift tires off the poles and hand them to her. She had to lift those off, but the poles were actually taller than she was. So she's having like the poles, maybe like 5.5, 6 feet. I'm lifting it only to my forehead and then carrying on. She's lifting it all the way up over her head and on her tippy toes. So that's the nature of the challenge. That's the difference between Survivor and the challenge. The Survivor would have trimmed all the posts down to the exact height of each contestant and been like, these are your poles. These are your poles. This is the fairest way we can fathom to make this for everybody. The challenge, just like, you get what you get. That's it.
And you don't throw a fit.
And you don't throw a fit. Or you do throw a fit because we will put that on the show.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and I mean, it did seem like they were working. Well, I mean, obviously they were working really hard, and it seemed like really close.
It was really close.
Most of it. Even like the last few seconds in there, I was like, oh my God, because Derek and Shannon seemed to be in the lead, but they had, because Enzo and Justine were stacking everything. And they made sure that nothing kind of fell. Whereas like Derek and Shannon seemed to let
just making stacks.
They were just, yeah. And like, then the tires were wobbly and fell over and like they were trying to put them back together. And then I think Derek must have bumped into something and a whole stack of tires just like,
I think it just got too heavy and then tipped over because it was wobbly. But from playing Survivor so many times, the second I saw the platform and the tires, I was like, there's not enough room on the platform for the tires to fit without. So I was in my head already figuring out how to build a reverse pyramid off the platform by using the weight of tires to overhang the platform to create a larger platform. Because in Survivor, it totally would have been that.
That's like, so crazy.
Here's a platform and you get halfway through and you're like, there's not going to be enough room. So then you have to readjust. So at that point, I'm like, how are they going to trick me on this thing? How are they going to trick me on this thing? What's the trick here? And I can try to counter their tricks with what I think it could be.
That is incredible. See, I wouldn't even have thought of that. And it seemed like no one else saw that either. But that is, and even though wouldn't it take you more time to like get everything kind of?
Yeah, it would. It would take you more time. But if you started off that way and correctly and then moved it out, yeah. And but it wasn't that way. I was actually kind of surprised. I was like, oh, I guess it's just a platform and tires.
Right. Exactly. And I'm always looking
for the, you know, when they're just like, there's gotta be a trick to it. There's
the little cheats.
Be.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's smart. That's smart. Because I feel like there are like, you know, sometimes in Survivor or whatever, like there was this one stacking challenge. And I remember it was like Amanda or someone did it completely different than someone else. And she ended up winning. And I was like, oh, nice. Smart. You hacked it. Good job.
Yeah. You got to hack it.
So anyway, Derek and Shannon, we say goodbye to them. Enzo and Justine win. And I guess, is this the ideal outcome for you? Or
I was probably at this point, it didn't really matter, honestly. Like, Justine was the only one with money, but she didn't seem as tight with the money group as she was initially. And Derek seemed like he was super tight with Alyssa, who was good with me. So I was like, Derek's one of us, probably.
Yeah.
And I had developed actually a very nice relationship with Shannon. We came up with a secret handshake and everything.
I like like that. That's sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Boom, snap, clap. That was our handshake.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, it was sad to see them go. I thought they were real. Both of them were funny this episode. Especially Shannon. I was like, nice. So yeah, it was sad to see them go. And then we get a little preview. You know, we get people groaning about the algorithm bot once again. We also get some, it seems like cars. There are cars involved on the next episode.
Yeah, it seems so.
Which is exciting.
Did you read any of the names on the cars?
No.
Spoilers to be had.
Oh my God. Wow. I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah, look at the names on the cars.
Okay, I will
do that. It'll be all over the internet, yeah.
See, yeah, there you go. Anything else you want to add about tonight's... Oh, sorry, I forgot. We also got a double Kiki mention.
Double Kiki mention. That's right, dude.
Very exciting. Yeah, very two exciting.
Two in one episode. I don't know if we've even had that yet.
I don't think so. It's It's pretty cool.
Unprecedented.
Yes, that's the word for it, yes. Yeah, anything else you want to add about this episode?
No, I think it was pretty, we hit pretty much everything. Yeah, it's funny how mad Leo is. I knew he was mad, but I was just like,
oh, he's really mad.
I don't know if this is the fight you want to start here, bro. But
I know.
Like,
I just love that his Avengers Assemble thing. It's like him, Ben, Sarah, Kayla. And I'm just like, Kayla, no, come over here. Come over to the
Kayla,
good side.
Yeah, Kayla, this is a bad look for you.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Bad look.
Yeah. So was she, I guess, when everything transpired and Leo was saying like, you know, we're the good guys. Was she technically on their team or was she kind of like playing
both
sides?
So this is the cute thing about these kids.
Okay.
They think they're playing every side, but every side sees that they're playing every side. So it's like, meh, like let's let the amazing racers bounce back and forth and feel like they're playing a big boy game.
Okay.
And we'll let the Love Islanders do that too. And it'll be fun to watch for us as they bounce back and forth. They're like, hey, he said.
Oh, yes.
And it's just so much fun. It's so fun to watch people they're playing the game. Playing the game.
In their mind, it's
in their mind is like so cute. You're just like, okay, there, look at that. There we go. It's just back and forth. It is just like, and I don't know if the challenge is like, for some reason, I feel like Survivor, you learn more on the social aspect of it. And when you come back, you've made adjustments. The challenge, I don't know if that applies as much. Maybe it does.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think it's interesting to look at it from like this Challenge USA and then, you know, like you're talking about with Derek and then that challenge, because it's like they're just two very separate groups and the dynamics are very, very different, you know?
Yes, they are.
So,
but the good news is that I'm going to be on Johnny Banana's podcast this weekend.
Yes.
And we get to go over all of this.
Very excited for that.
Yeah. So that should be fun. So I'll get to pick his brain and where he thinks and what he thinks of it.
Yes. Everyone should tune in and listen to that episode. I'm sure it'll be really good. Thank you so much to my co-host, Tyson Apostle. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Chiriboga. And thank you everyone for listening. We will be back with another episode of Surviving the Challenge next week.